The Troy Turkey Trot is a Capital Region Thanksgiving Day tradition. It is the 64th oldest road race in the world and the 12th oldest in the nation. Joe Nash, a librarian at the Colony Library, has been in each trot held the last 40 years.
When you're running with 4,000 or 5,000 people, the wave just sort of carries you along. It's just kind of fun. I mean, I think if you're in just reasonably good shape, you could make 3 miles. I wouldn't try the long one if you're not a runner, but it's just a fun day in Troy. A lot of families out. There's a kids run. There's all kinds of events. There's literally 10,000 people down in downtown Troy that day. It's like a festival atmosphere.
Troy Deputy Mayor Peter Ryan agrees and adds the trot keeps getting better and better.
The last 2 or 3 years, we've really stepped it up. And we've increased the runnership. We have a 5K, a 10K. We have a 1 mile walk. It's our signature recreational event, and quite frankly, the nicest turkey trot in the area.
Troy Turkey Trot Event Director George Regan.
We will be having a costume contest for the 5K, and there'll be prizes first, second, and third in two categories: non-traditional and traditional costume.
Tracy Martin is Associate Director of the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York.
The Regional Food Bank's been involved with the Troy Turkey Trot for the past 3 or 4 years, and it's been an amazing partnership. We are the designated regional charity for the event, so when people sign up online to register for the race, they have the option of making a donation at that time.
There's also a local charity, which this year is Joseph's House Shelter, which provides services to about 1,000 men, women, and children in Troy each year. Kevin O'Connor is executive director.
About 100 years ago, Troy had a mayor, Connie Burns, and he had a slogan, "All for Troy, Troy for All." And I think that's what the Turkey Trot represents to all of us. It's a great event, pulling everyone together to have fun on Thanksgiving, but it also gives back to the community.
Martin says there are volunteer opportunities for people on Thanksgiving morning and during the week leading up to it.
There are those volunteer shifts the week before Thanksgiving. A lot of people want to help but may be traveling on Thanksgiving or have to cook and can't be there at 7 o'clock in the morning but still want to help. They can assist with things like assembling the packets for the runners and affixing the stickers to the bibs and handing out those packets at various times. So there are lots of ways and times for people to get involved.
Volunteers can sign up online. Runners can too. There's a link at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.